The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jared Parker. The Boilermakers host Northwestern on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Very good. Thank you. Yes, we are, again, excited to be in this obviously a very complex situation, but we're so pleased to get another chance to go out and play and compete again. We had a great opportunity last week to play a fine football team up at Minnesota. Coach Glaze did a great job with that team in the second half. And, we just couldn't hold on to finish. But proud of our guys' effort, proud of where this team is, especially under some tough circumstances. They played hard, and we give ourselves a chance late in the fourth to have a chance to go win the game. So we're looking to try to find ways to continue to battle these guys' minds to allow them to believe they can win and finish it. And we've got a tough task this week against a really solid Northwestern team, and Coach Fitzgerald's done a great job with his team once again. So with that being said, we'll open up to any questions.
Thank you, Coach.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Radio in Baltimore.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing great. Talk about Northwestern. What do you see on film getting to play that tough Northwestern team this week?
Sure. I think I said it earlier in our press conference here on campus. It's just got Coach Fitzgerald's personality written all over their team, like they have for all the years he's been there. They're a tough defense, giving up 22 points a game. They're well coached and sound in everything they do. Their special teams game's the same, and on offense they're doing a great job of getting their guys the ball in space, throwing the football all over the place, and attacking them with different route concepts. It's what's made them a very solid football team.
And let's talk about you guys. Seems like that last week you another tough game. What do you guys have to do this week to hopefully pull out a win?
Sure. I mean, another every week in the Big Ten, as you know, is a tough week. We grinded it out and really have done some great things against great competition in the first 3 weeks of this tough situation. And last week was no different. We had a chance to win that football game and put ourselves in position. And in order to close that and take the next step, you just continue to do what we've hopefully done a lot of, is continue to impress upon our team that they've got to believe and think and work like winners and find ways to continue to be better down the stretch and not turning it over on offense and finding a way to not give up big plays on defense to put yourself in position to go finish a ball game.
Well, Coach, I hope you can get your first win this week, hopefully.
Thanks very much.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you all.